Make sure you're safe this Christmas season. Check with our emergency room doc, Dr. Ryan Stanton. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well this morning. How about you?
Doing well. Can't complain. A good night in the ER overnight, so starting off the day pretty good.
Good, good. So you weren't too busy, or that means you were busy?
Well, you want to be right in the middle.
Okay.
You don't want to stay up all night long for nothing.
Right.
You don't want to be overly busy to where you feel overwhelmed, and so you get that good number, and we've met that recently. We're getting a lot of volume up front, and then by morning it thins out enough that we can get everything done and walk and saunter peacefully out the door on time.
All right. Well, we want to be healthy for the holidays. How can we do it?
You know, one of the biggest things that I've been reminded of the last few shifts I've done, and it happens every year, and with Thanksgiving and Christmas, the holidays, people just don't eat really, really good, don't make a lot of really good food choices. And so what we tend to see a lot of that people don't think about a lot is food bolus impactions. That meaning food that's supposed to be going to the stomach but gets stuck somewhere before that, usually in the esophagus. And it's pretty common, especially with reflux and esophagitis, inflammation, things like that. And we see a fair amount of that at the holidays, especially after Thanksgiving and getting into Christmas. And it's something that's important. It takes a gastroenterologist if it gets blocked. And you come into the emergency room, we can make sure that everything's otherwise okay, and then get the gastroenterologist in there to start tinkering around with your esophagus and to try to clear that out. And the big thing to remember about that is making sure that that you make good, solid food choices. And then if you have a history of it, that you watch what you're eating, the big, solid solid meats, pork, lamb chops, steaks, things like that. Really the good stuff is the stuff that really is the things that could cause issues. Other than that, at the holidays, you know, making sure you monitor for allergies, you adhere to diets that you're supposed to be on, especially for diabetes and high blood pressure or heart failure. And then being look out for another thing that we're going to talk about coming up here in a week or so, and that's called holiday heart, where partying a little bit too hard can cause your heart to go out of rhythm.
Hmm.
I have
a friend that seemed normal. I mean, he seemed pretty healthy, and he went to a New Year's Eve party, and I guess he was at that time about my age, and sat down on the bed to take his shoes off and dropped over and was gone.
Man, and that can happen. Unfortunately, the holidays is a big time, not only the stress, but also, you know, at any point you have that almost critical lesion that's going on, and all of a sudden something happens, and it completely blocks off. And, you know, it seems recently I've seen a lot of folks that shouldn't have heart disease that are having it, especially young, in their 30s and 40s, and I think a lot of it has to do with our American diet, you know, a lot of the fats, so we eat a lot of carbohydrates, things like that, and overall the lack of activity that's causing that. And so, you know, that's another big thing to look for. You know, we get around to New Year's and you start looking at resolutions, just looking at getting healthier. I mean, and not worrying about what the scale says, but really fitness and health in terms of diet and fitness and exercise. Because you never know, even the best family genetics can have some bad outcomes with the way we eat and live here in the United States now.
Now, you've got a show coming up this weekend, right? TV?
This weekend?
Yeah,
absolutely. We're going to be talking with the fire department, showing how important it is that they train. They train every single day that they're at work, so they're just not hanging out down there at the station waiting for the call to come in. They're actually really busy folks training to make sure they're ready. We have a new training tower here in Lexington. Demonstrate. We also follow the combat challenge team, and then actually do a really long conversation on how to properly put in a car seat to make sure that your kids are safe as we travel for the holidays. So that's this Saturday at 7 a.m. on ABC 36. If you're on the periphery of the VLK listening, you may check it out on WHAS in Louisville, and then the southeastern aspect of the state, you'll be checking it out on WCYB. If you have any questions about times and on those locations, then you can check us out on Facebook at the Stanton MD Everyday Medicine page.
Excellent. Hey, thanks a lot. Great to talk to
you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.